Treasury Management Annual Report. More accelerating stuff. Okay. Come on, Jo.
Okay, thank you very much, Chair. Hopefully members will have had a chance to read the papers regarding the Treasury Management Annual Reports for 2018-19. And we've included the details of the reports as included in Appendix 1. The document sets out the performance over the previous year of the Council's cash flow, its investment and borrowing strategy. It also compares the performance of the limits set out in the 2018-19 Treasury Management Strategy, which was presented to this committee back in February 2018. The decision was made to take out a combination of short and long-term borrowing in addition to the continued low interest rates. This has meant that the total net savings on loan interest of $1.3 million, which contributed towards the overall result of the Council. Among the main reasons for the savings due to the balance of the proposed commercial property funds was not required, or has not been required yet, which has resulted in a saving of £1 million. There were also two instances of non-compliance with the limits set in the 2018-19 TM strategy. The first is shown in Table 9, which is on page H12, where the levels of PFI and finance lease debt was £200,000 above the limit. This is due to roundings, and as the total debt limit was not exceeded, the Council considered its compliance overall. The second instance is shown in the table on page H13, the maturity structure of borrowing. This arose due to the decision to utilise short-term borrowing in order to finance to benefit from lower interest rates. The Director of Finance and Section 151 Officer has agreed to the departure from this limit. I would like to refer you to the recommendation on paragraph 28 on page H4 and ask that the committee consider this report and highlights any issues that they feel need to be addressed during 2019-20. I'm happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Okay. Word?
In the executive summary, 3B, it says that this council has done as well with its investments as other councils that are using borrowing clubs. Evident those who are not using our enclosed account.
I'm afraid I don't have that information.
I've not so wondering why it's in there. I mean, is it suggesting that because we're using our enclosed, we're all right? Or are the others getting more of the returns because they're not using our enclosed? And if we are, if they are, shouldn't we be looking at changing our enclosed to one of those other ones that we get other catches?
Thank you, Councillor Murray, for the question. We use our enclosed as our Treasury Management Advisors and our enclosed provide a benchmarking service. What we're pointing out here is that we use the benchmarking service which is provided by our enclosed. Not all councils use our enclosed as their Treasury Management Advisors. In the universe that do use our enclosed, we are performing on a par. We can't have access necessarily to all of the other areas that other councils that use different advisors, but we feel confident that our enclosed are providing us with suitable advice and recommendations on our strategy, but ultimately it is us that makes the decision, so to an extent it shouldn't make any difference what advice we have, because the markets are as they are.
Adrian.
Sorry, just a quick response to that. We did carry out a competitive tender with colleagues at Portsmouth actually to seek a new Treasury Management Advisor within the last couple of years.
Last year, I think.
So we used a competitive tender and we judged them on the quality of the advice that they've previously provided and the information that they can provide. And obviously, it depends. The markets are what they are.
But you just as well put down, we're doing as good or we're doing as bad as all those others that are using our own class. We don't know, do we? That could be we're doing this badly.
We stated that we're on a par, but we are doing well.
Adrian.
This is really a question for Council Hutchinson.
He's got to go to the dentist. It's less painful than being here.
Page 8.3, item 16. This is to do with the savings on interest. We saved £1 million by not borrowing any money to invest in commercial property. And obviously, logically, as we try and make a profit on the money we borrow to invest in commercial property, although we've saved £1 million here, we presumably failed to have a profit somewhere else of £1.5 million, was it 10? No, £1.5 million, even £2 million on that. So that's really a question for Stuart, but the only joke can answer that. Are you one of the jokers?
I can answer most of that, I think. The commercial property strategy, which was approved by the council, agreed that we would have up to £100 million that we would invest. So we've built in the requirements to borrow that £100 million. There is also within the council's budget a budget for income, but the budget for income is set on an approved amount, not assuming that we've invested the full £100 million. There are also now changes to the rules that the central government are putting in place that are challenging why council should be investing in commercial property, such as what we've been doing, to primarily generate additional revenue. So whilst we've been waiting for the outcome of those guidance, that guidance from MHCLG as to what we can and can't do, and the rules behind that, a decision has been taken to hold on to any further investment in commercial property. But we are still looking, but again, it really depends on what the rules of the central government say. If we don't invest in that property, then we won't need to incur the borrowing. But our budget is set on income from the properties that we've already invested in to generate that. So there's no loss to our budget strategy at the moment.
Thank you.
Someone's going to ask it, so I'll do it. Page 811, readiness for Brexit. What's in your crystal ball?
When Brexit was last happening in March, sorry, our own host advised us to review the structure of our money market funds to ensure that most of our funds were based in the UK rather than being based in EU domicile countries. We have done that, and we have a number of our funds are now in UK. Most of our funds are now in UK domicile funds, so we shouldn't have any difficulty extracting that money should we need to. Obviously, as Brexit is coming, we will keep you and take advice from our advisors as to what we need to do.
Any more questions from members at all? Councillor Fuller.
Again, it's going to be in relation to Brexit. We've chosen to invest in the UK rather than in Europe, but is that wise if we get a no deal Brexit? Because I would have thought the risk associated with a no deal Brexit to our investments within the UK would be greater than they would be to Europe. But I'm not an economist, just wondering whether you can shed some light on that, please.
I don't particularly know the answer to that, but I know that in terms of, at the moment, the European round with the previous Brexit date, there was a lot of interest in remaining property and investments in the UK. So the UK was considered quite a strong haven for some of the richer individuals and richer countries around the world. So again, you know, with the greatest respect, your guess is probably as good as mine, and probably as good as our guys, and probably as good as just about everybody else out there. So we are continuing to review what is happening, and we are looking at that, and we will take the necessary action as and when we need to.
Chief Executive wants to speak, perhaps he has a better crystal ball.
which I did share, thank you. I think in fairness to Councillor Fuller's question, I think we should ask Arlene Close that question as to why they're giving that advice, so that you've got that as a committee. My assumption would be that it's probably something to do with fluctuations in the price of the pound against the euro and other markets, but I think we should ask that specific question and make sure you've got that as a committee.
Can I request that done?
Yeah, sorry.
Can I request that that's done and we are all appraised of what the response from our residents is?
If there's nothing else, then we'll go to the recommendation, which is that the committee considers the performance of the year ending 31st of March 2019 against the treasury management indicators and highlights any issues arising that need to be addressed in 2019-2020. I think we've, and that should cover your point. So, proposal?
Yeah.
Councillor Fuller, Councillor Quirk, and the vote, please.
Unanimous.
Done. Roll on, Brexit. Next.